A judge in Moscow has sentenced Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to 3.5 years in prison. Navalny was arrested about 2 weeks ago when he returned to Russia from Germany, where he was recovering from a near-fatal poisoning that Navalny says was an assassination attempt by the Russian government. His arrest sparked nationwide protests against the Kremlin. NPR correspondent Lucian Kim is in Moscow, and he joins us now. Lucian, what happened today, and why was Navalny on trial in the first place?
Well, technically, it was not a trial. It was a court hearing. The court ruled in favor of the Russian prison service, which wanted a suspended 3.5 or 3.5 year sentence turned into a real prison sentence. When they subtract a house arrest time that Navalny did, it will probably be about a year less than that. Basically, the prison authority maintained that Navalny had broken the terms of a 2014 conviction and that, therefore, his suspended sentence should be converted into this real prison sentence.
Well, Navalny says there was no way he could fulfill that parole term because he was recovering in Germany from being poisoned, again, as he says, by the Russian government. How did he defend himself in court today?
Well, let's remember that Navalny is a lawyer by training, and he's an extremely effective speaker. He gave a remarkable speech in the courtroom that lasted about 15 minutes. We have a bootleg recording from an independent Russian TV station since reporters were actually only allowed to take notes. So what he's saying here is that he hopes people won't see this as a signal that they should be afraid of the government, because he said this court proceeding was not a show of strength, but a show of weakness. He very systematically picked apart the prosecution's argument. He said he was being tried in a case that had already been recognized as trumped up by the European Court of Human Rights. Navalny also personally attacked Vladimir Putin. He said the only reason they were recycling this old conviction was because Putin was terribly offended that Navalny hadn't died of the poisoning and dared to come back to Russia. He even mocked Putin as this little thieving person hiding in his bunker, who wasn't at all this great geopolitical thinker, but he spends all his time planning how to kill his opponents with a chemical weapon.
Wow. So going head to head with Vladimir Putin there in a public setting. After nearly dying, Lucian, why did Navalny decide to return to Russia? He must have known he'd be facing legal challenges or worse upon entering the country.
Oh, absolutely. Navalny has never feared arrest. He has done jail time in the past, you know, 2 weeks at a time for going to unauthorized rallies, that sort of thing. And he actually spent a year under house arrest on that 2014 conviction. Fear doesn't really seem to affect Navalny, and it's this fearlessness that has given him so many followers inside the country. It would have been really surprising if he had decided to stay abroad in Germany and essentially become a political exile, you know, eventually doomed to irrelevance. He knows that his presence in Russia puts enormous pressure on the Kremlin, and he's ready to pay that price.
Well, speaking of pressure, the Biden administration has weighed in on Navalny's detention. Here's the Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, speaking last week.
As I say, we have a deep concern for Mr. Navalny's safety and security. And the larger point is that his voice is the voice of many, many, many Russians, and it should be heard, not muzzled.
So what are we hearing from the Kremlin, and what kind of diplomatic repercussions could there be from Navalny's sentence?
Well, right now, I mean, the Kremlin is insisting that this is just a legal procedure and that the authorities are doing their jobs. This is really the standard answer whenever the Kremlin is asked about these kind of political cases. Now, as far as the diplomatic repercussions, this could turn into a disaster for the Kremlin. There are growing calls in Europe to stop the building of the Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline, which connects Russia with Germany. And Navalny's own team has come up with a list of Russian businessmen and officials they think should be sanctioned by the West. As we heard, Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, has criticized the Russian government, as has the U.S. ambassador in Moscow. President Putin's spokesman, for his part, says the Kremlin won't take any instructions from the United States.
Well, diplomatic pressure is one thing, but then there is pressure at home. You've been covering the protests that have spread across Russia in the last 2 weeks. Is there a chance that the outcome of this court case could actually have the unintended effect of escalating the situation on the streets and invigorating Navalny's supporters?
Well, we'll just have to see. I mean, the courthouse where he was tried today was on full lockdown, and some 300 people in the vicinity of the courthouse were arrested today. The government is really taking unprecedented measures to stifle dissent. Activists say more than 5,600 people were detained in 90 cities just on Sunday. Here in Moscow, there are reports that there wasn't enough space in city jails and that detainees were forced to sit in crowded buses without food or water. Today, the court where the hearing was held was sealed off, and riot police in full battle dress were guarding the perimeter there. So the government is
NPR's,
very nervous about
Lucien,
what
I got to cut you off
there.
I'm so sorry. I got to cut you off. NPR's Lucien Kame. Thank you so much.
Thank you.